Yeah. Okay. In Science and Music, which is Coldplay. You might need some light on the subject. We have another Nathan's Kitchen. And, well, who cares? It's all stuff that people have cut before. And the boss of it.
There's not a lot to do, actually. That's what you're
thinking. What do you think the boy's going to do today?
Fine. Yeah, he made some sea bass the other day.
Cool. Okay, then. Well, we're going to start, and we'll be with you momentarily. Go on, then. Here we are in the kitchen. So today we're making
lemon sole.
It's like California sole, but lemon. California sole.
Before you ask, he's done about 15 different types of rolls,
including caffeine. So yeah, so lemon sole.
Including laughing, but yes.
Yeah, well, you got to laugh, don't you? One way or the other. There you go. So yeah, so with the lemon sole, we're having what was the sauce? It wasn't hollandaise, was it? I can't remember what we bought in the end. What sauce did you
parsley.
Buy in the end?
Parsley.
Parsley sauce.
We got both actually.
Ah, okay, so I think we're having parsley sauce. We're having chips, but we've also bought some baby corn. One pack comes with yeah, peas in a pod thing.
Mange two.
And then we bought some extra baby sweet corn, because you can never have enough baby sweet corn. We've also bought something for tomorrow's dinner, but that will be remain a secret
now
until
you
tomorrow.
Now you need to face your fear.
Oh, God. Why? Why do I have to touch fish? No. It made me stroke the fish. Why has it got a little line there?
That's the backbone.
Oh, okay. Never.
No.
I was going to say, they filleted it, didn't they?
No, that's something else. It's probably just a bone.
Just me to notice it. It just smells the good. Well, as I understand it, and it's the same with a butcher shop. If you can smell the meat in a butcher shop, then like that kind of half blood kind of smell, then that's not a fresh butcher's. You shouldn't be able to smell that smell. And it's the same with a fishmonger. You shouldn't be able to smell the fish. People go, oh, it smells.
You're supposed to be able to smell the fish.
I don't think so, because it's indicative of it not being very clean, because it's a bit off, isn't it, when you get that?
No, it smells really nice, actually.
There's a different kind of smell, though. You're right, you do still smell as a fish smell, but it's not that pungent. Like, you know the market, the one that we go past in Bromley sometimes?
Yeah, you get, like, nice fish smell.
I mean, that
smell,
is gross. You've got to be honest, that is nasty. Okay, so tell us what we're doing in terms of preparation. Fish is going to be fried, is it?
This is very preparation light.
Okay, and cooking light, actually. So you can buy this filleted fish from all good fishmongers. So supermarkets typically have these things now. But a lot of them also have the fish that comes already in the sauce. So, you know, you can step back a step if you want.
Someone
like me might do that.
Parsley sauce.
But this parsley sauce is ready. Is it packeted? Is it packet sauce?
Yeah, packet.
So you're just going to mix it with water?
Milk.
Good.
So onto a hob, you get a small saucepan.
Yeah. Is that what's commonly known as a milk pan?
No.
Oh. So it's because you were asking about it earlier, so I thought I'd ask.
You'll need a jug.
There was
and
a jug.
Milk. You need 300 mils of
milk.
Milk.
To your packet.
Semi-skimmed.
Yeah. Cool. And it goes. How do you measure stuff, sweetheart?
With that plastic jug.
How has it got braille on it?
Yeah, it's got markers on it. It's got like a little ruler thing in it with markers on it.
So you just kind of know.
Yeah.
It's cool then.
Or I pass the kitchen in the tea
for like that.
Yeah, she's.
No, you won't.
She's feigning. She's feigning all this. Everything was fine, really.
Bloody feigning it, eh?
Not joking. Yeah. Not really. your baby bean. But yeah, go on. You can stay. You can come and go anytime you want. It's your kitchen ultimately, isn't it?
Okay.
It's your kitchen ultimately.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yes, mate.
Are we working or not?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So you need a frying pan.
Which you
with oil in it.
In it. Yeah.
I use olive oil.
Okay.
I think. Mummy, is olive oil okay?
You've already preheated the oven. Are the
chips, the ovens.
Are the chips already in the oven?
Yep, they've been in for about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's stuff we did earlier then. So the chips take longer to do than the rest of the meal, than the most important part of the meal, which is, in this case, the lemon sole.
Into the small saucepan.
It goes your packet sauce with the milk.
The contents of this sachet.
Is the milk already in?
Sauce. Then add a little milk.
Oh, right, okay.
And then mix that to like a paste.
Yeah.
Because then that almost like condenses lumps. And then as you pour the rest of the milk in, just keep stirring it.
Yeah. Nice sounds here.
And then you bring that to the boil.
Yeah.
So that's rear, right, left. There you go. So that pan at the front should be ready now. No, not quite.
Cool. I wouldn't imagine this sauce takes too long to do, does it?
Right, so now I'm
going to
fry the fish.
So you've got two pans, separate pan for the fish. Whoa! Very satisfying sound. How many pieces did we get? Three.
Great.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a great sound. Not the slamming of the door, but what are we looking for?
Spatula. I've got it.
Okay.
Paul, I have a job for you.
What's that?
Whilst this milk is heating, you need to keep stirring it.
Hang on then. Let me just put that there. So does this sauce get a bit thicker? Does it reduce at all?
Yeah, it should do.
Is that because it's gone too high on it, isn't it?
No, it's because of the oil. The oil is shit. Yeah. So there's the liquid in the fish.
This is thickening up a bit for sure.
Stop stirring for a bit. Okay, stir again.
I don't reduce it, reduce the heat or increase it.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, okay. Why? Okay. Oh, I can smell the fish now. That yeah. Fresh smell. I know that hurts.
That's
it.
That's why I'm spending that.
I know, but I can't come out.
Okay, stop stirring.
Okay.
No, I don't need it. No. Down, so high, so high, la 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 la.
So will you do the corns and the mice tomb and all that? So just put in the water for a little bit.
No, I'm going to cook the corn in the same time I did.
Oh, are you? Oh, wicked.
So how would you keep everything corn there? Because there's not enough room in the pan, is there?
Without the fish getting too cold.
Is that done already?
No.
Yeah, it's done.
Wow.
That one's not, but these ones are. Skin's nice and crispy.
Yeah. Fish is delicate, I suppose, isn't it? It doesn't need a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
So will you keep the fish warm and then still got a frying thing?
Do
you want to cut it? No. Okay. Oh, okay.
Putting
the fat, why are you doing that?
I'm
putting
the top oven on so I can
put
fish in there.
Oh, okay.
Well, the sauce must be nearly done now, isn't it? Yeah, the sauce is nearly done.
You've still got to do it.
I've got to do the veg.
For the veg. The smell actually is really nice. No, but it's that nice fish that I was trying to describe earlier, saying that it is good for your heart. Yeah, that's quite a smell. That's just the fish itself.
Is that the sauce of all?
That's good.
Yeah. So you are just putting the fish in on its own in the oven, just keep it warm, and then you and the sauce is still separate at this point, isn't it? You haven't introduced one to the other yet.
Yeah.
I think this, friends, is the quickest Nathan's Kitchen so far
today.
Yeah, because it is just. You could do this, even I would feel that I might have a chance, because it's so much is prepared for you now as well, which is good. You still get a sense of achievement because you are still cooking fresh fish, even though like someone's filleted it for you and whatnot. But why would you do that yourself? Careful. Is that the pan? Oh, that's the, were you dipping oil from that or stopping it getting too hot or what?
Dipping oil from that.
Okay.
Right. Now into this pan goes sunflower oil.
Okay, yeah. And did you use the olive oil or sunflower oil the first time?
The first time we used
olive oil.
Olive.
Yeah.
We used whole olives.
I have olives.
Yeah, we know.
What's that? Did you put that stuff in the fridge? I can't remember the poster.
That was the stuff I did.
Oh, okay. Well, the olives.
The no. Beer.
Where's the pan? So again, this is live.
No, he's not.
Hello. You be a good boy. You be a good boy. Come on then. You're coming over.
We already sprayed it this morning.
Giving him a bit of attention. He craves it long enough, doesn't he? Starts singing his tunes and whatnot from back.
Oh, do you want a munch too?
Yeah.
A raw one.
One.
Oh, you're gonna
need
as well.
Why?
Why?
You want
to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. You finished with that?
Okay. So now this is on nice high heat.
Yeah. Mmm. Once it's very sweet.
The instant that hits the pan, you can smell it.
Yeah.
The munch too, especially.
Yeah, it's got a very
distinctive smell.
It's a very off-the-garden kind of taste, I would say. So, just shaking the pan around to distribute the veg.
I'm just moving stuff around.
And so could people add a little bit of butter with their... I suppose there's no need for the sauce, isn't there? You're cooking it in oil and stuff.
But if they're not, if you're not, if you're having just thingy...
Just what?
Just...
Stole on its own, yeah. No sauce, then. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Add whatever you want to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're
cooking everything, all the fish. Yeah. You've still got two corns there, we're not using
them. I'm not using them. What, corn? No, it's not supposed to be eaten raw.
You could.
It can kill you if you eat it raw.
What?
I'm joking. Hmm. I'm just trying to scare you.
You scared me. Stupidly. It doesn't taste as long.
Or you will be moved. Why?
I don't know. Sound like one of those loud chefs. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Order.
Oh, no, that's a courtroom.
That's the Speaker of the House of Commons.
No, it's court. We're in the courtroom!
Yeah. The judge and his gavel. The quiet and the ravel.
Alright, so Judge Hopkins.
Hello, today I will be presiding over the court in the case of...
You need to turn that down, apparently.
No, that's cooked.
It's cooked. It's making quite a lot of noise, Mummy. Have you got anything to say? Yeah, this is the behind the scenes. Go on, what?
Yeah, the pan's too hot.
Okay, advice to the listeners.
No. It doesn't. If it's done, then he's going to take it out now.
Yeah. I think he likes making general kitchen chef noises.
Right. Yes, but... Just think about the oil marks that will be splashed all over the whole leg.
Which I'll be cleaning. Hello. Yeah. We'll just be getting a bit of a behind-the-scenes kind of narration, commentary, director's commentary. Yes, sir. Oh, it's on the table. Look.
What, from the angle?
Yeah. That's the veg frying in the frying pan. Still.
Oh, so. Yeah, it will continue to cook once.
Is that okay to be on the table? I guess it must be.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes, yeah, I thought. It's sort of got a tiled effect on the table, so I'd imagine it's... Okay.
if it ain't William Pugh Street. So now this looks like kind of serving up because the oven is...
If it's not, we are all going to die.
Right, it's pretty basic, but there it is. I'll be ready with the fire extinguisher.
We will fire them on the beaches.
We will fight them on the tables.
We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the air. We will fight them on the land. That's not how we actually speak.
These pesky fish and these pesky corns and these pesky...
Other things.
Marge twos. And the, most of all, the battle chips. Get it? The battle chips.
Pull.
The battle chips.
Pull. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. You deserve this.
What? Ah! Thank you very much.
You deserve that.
I've been whooped with a towel. Never before has that happened on any kitchen.
Oh, no. What you do is you wipe...
No, I know what you do. No, thank
and
you.
Then...
No. The worst of it was when we were kids and you did it as in the swimming baths and you just come out of the swimming baths and someone whops you on the back of the leg. Alright, enough. with a bath towel, sized towel, it was pretty...
painful?
Yeah, it stung a bit. We're a bit stupid as kids, though. It's like in the summer, you've been on summer holiday and some pillar could come and whack you on the... slap you on the back where you'd had sunburn. Make you yelp. Is this coming to the end now? Then are we nearly done? Is there anything you need to say before we start the music?
We're not done yet. I'm just serving corn and things. Okay. Mummy, do you want munch too?
No, just some corn.
You're the only one having munch too, Paul.
Bloody hell.
What?
Alright.
None of us like munch too.
That's fine. As long as I get some corn as well.
Corn
and I think it's going to be. This is a good meal, and it does make nice smells in your kitchen, I have to say. Well, it would make nice smells in your kitchen if you decided to follow us and cook this delightful dish.
We will fight them on the beaches. And we might do some other things too.
I told you my favourite fish joke is that people that don't eat fish generally aren't religious either because they don't believe in cod. Oh!
No,
I can't
do that. That's not funny.
I'm gonna have a cod for it, isn't it?
See, mummy's funny.
So you need to find your jokes and find a different place to air them.
Yes, I think you had a lucky skate.
Yes.
I do.
Didn't
of course I did. About the place.
What's place then, Paul?
Fish. They sometimes have it instead of cod. I had a cold the other day. Haddock.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It is.
No, it's not.
You're skating on thin ice.
What?
Skate. Fish.
I don't get it.
The fish called stag. There's some Christmas songs as well.
No, we're not on Christmas songs.
Carp, the herring angel fish. What? Glory to the new prawn king.
Prawn king?
Prawn king.
Are you the prawn king?
Carp, the herring angel fish. Glory to the new prawn king. Come on.
No.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Oh, no. Well, with these new... If he's newborn, then isn't it illegal for him to appear in porn?
Yeah.
I think we might...
The Bible condones that anyway, does it?
What?
Porn.
No. I think we might have to put... It does... I think Solomon's... Song of Solomon was a bit kind of saucy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, a description of her... We shouldn't be discussing us on Nathan's kitchen, but her... how can I describe it? We're described as like two sheep on a hill and all this.
What, her breasts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And he talks all sorts about her delights and...
You don't need to discuss this on audio.
It comes to something when Nathan is the arbiter of what gets discussed. Sorry, let me move out of the way. We're done. Hang on, we're not buying yet. I haven't done the music. So thanks everyone for joining in. Nathan's kitchen. And we will speak to you all soon. But thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back for another Nathan's Kitchen soon. Bye for now. Have you tried it, Mummy? Going to zoom in and have a quick listen. This is outtakes.
Cutlery.
Getting cutlery. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye. Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day. Docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades.